Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namani. Namaste Saraswate Devi. Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Paschatya Deshatarane. These two mantras describe my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is a guru, and a guru also has to have his guru. He cannot be self-made. Even Krishna accepted a guru. Ramachandra accepted guru. So that is the system. So he is the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And the very first time Prabhupada met his guru was like a gathering like this at somebody's home. And he didn't really want to go, because from his father was always inviting this Baba and this guy, and Prabhupada could see many of them were false Babas. So Prabhupada saw throughout his life, oh, I've seen so many of these guys. But his friend said, no, this one is different. Still, Prabhupada, nah. So his friend practically dragged him. And as soon as he entered the room, Bhakti Siddhanta was speaking. He said, you should preach in the West and preach this movement in English. Can you imagine? Say somebody came here for the first time and saw me for the first time, and I said, you should go to Iquique and start a temple. He'd think I was crazy, right? Who is this guy? An American guy telling me what to do. But Bhakti Siddhanta had so much potency, and Bhakti Siddhanta could see the potential. So there was some discussion, because Prabhupada at that time was pro-Gandhi. Those of you in India know the Gandhi movement. Prabhupada was pro-Gandhi. So Prabhupada argued, no, we cannot do this first. India must become free. First, more important is India independence. But Bhakti Siddhanta said, no. Krishna, the message of Lord Chaitanya does not depend on Indian independence. And the message of Krishna is not, cannot wait for anything. So Prabhupada accepted defeat. And so the connection was started right there, 1922. And between 1922 and 1936, Prabhupada had other visits. And Bhakti Siddhanta one time told his other disciples, I like this Abhay. His name was Abhay. I like this Abhay because he likes to hear me. And Prabhupada told us, he said, yes, Guru Maharaj used to talk very, very high kind of English. And Prabhupada said, sometimes he would speak, I didn't understand what he was saying, but I still listened. And Bhakti Siddhanta, his disciples, were saying, Abhay is not doing this, he's not doing this. Prabhupada said, don't worry. In time, he will do everything. Then at one point, Prabhupada accepted and became his disciple. And he was given the name Abhay Charanaravinda. That was his initiated name. Abhay Charanaravinda. And one time, Prabhupada was with Bhakti Siddhanta in Radhakund. And Bhakti Siddhanta was very, very disturbed. because they had just spent a lot of money and they established one big temple in Calcutta. But Bhakti Siddhanta was in Radhakund and he was very disturbed. And he was speaking to Prabhupada. He said, I wish that all the marble in that temple, sell it. Why? Because as soon as he built that big temple, the disciples were fighting. I will take this room. No, I will take this room. They forgot the spiritual master's order. They forgot his mission. Bhakti Siddhanta wanted to preach all throughout India. He also sent disciples to London. Bhakti Siddhanta had this vision of Krishna consciousness spreading all over the world. But they built this big temple, but all the disciples are doing is fighting who should have the prominent position. So Bhakti Siddhanta was very disturbed. He said, I'd take all the marble out of the temple, sell it, and print books. That would have been better. So Bhakti Siddhanta looked at Prabhupada and said, if you ever get money, print books. So Prabhupada took that very seriously. In 1936, Bhakti Siddhanta passed away. And just before Bhakti Siddhanta left this world, Prabhupada was a householder. He was not living in the temple like a brahmachari or sannyasi. He had a family, he had children. He was a businessman. He had like one pharmacy or chemical thing. So Prabhupada felt bad. So he wrote a letter to his Guru Maharaj. My dear Guru Maharaj, I'm not like your other disciples. I'm a householder. But I want to do some service for you. I want to do something. And the reply came just before Bhakti Siddhanta passed away. And what was his reply? The same thing he told him at the first meeting. Preach in English this message of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada tried in India. He had one movement called League of Devotees in Jhansi. Where is Jhansi? North? Near, where is it near?
In the central India. Exactly central India.
Uh-huh. North. Is it near Allahabad? Is anywhere near there?
Yeah, it's the same state.
Yeah, same state.
So it's near there.
Yeah.
So Prabhupada had something, but then one thing led to another and it didn't work. But never he forgot his guru's message. Preach. Preach in English. So, throughout his life, different things happened. He opened one business and it burnt down. There was a fire. He lost everything. But still, he didn't give up that instruction. He went to Vrindavan and became known as a great Krishna sadhu in Vrindavan. But what was he thinking? I must go to the West. I must, because he saw India is not interested. Prabhupada would go to one Indian man. Give me your son, I will make him a Brahmin. No. He has to learn technology. So he would approach so many Indian gentlemen, but they would not give him his son because everybody was saying, no, my son must make money for me. They didn't want to give their son. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask for your son. I'm not Prabhupada. So Prabhupada decided, India does not want to hear my message. So Prabhupada thought, I will go to America. So finally, so before going to America, he wanted to first have some books. So he translated into English the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said, everything I want to teach is in that first canto. Hint, hint, hint. Everything Prabhupada wanted to teach is in that first canto. So he had his first canto printed in Delhi. He would check. And when he was ready, then how to come to America. So there was a Gujarati lady, Sumati Muraji, and she liked Vaishnavas. She herself was a Vaishnava of the Pushti Marg. I was telling somebody recently about the Pushti Marg. So Prabhupada would, and she was the owner of a steamship line, Sindhya Steamship. So Prabhupada would go to her, give me one ticket to go to America. And Mrs. Muraji said, you're an old man. If you go to America, you'll die. It'll be on my head. No, I'm not giving you a ticket to go to. But Prabhupada, anyone who knows Prabhupada, he was determined. So Prabhupada would argue with you. No, I'm not going to die. Don't worry. I'm just going to go for a little while and come back. Don't worry, but no. Finally, he kept persisting. He would always go there. So finally, she gave up. All right, I'll give you a ticket. But if anything happens, it's on you, not me. So, prior to Janmashtami 1965, Prabhupada was 69 years old. Just when I think about that, it's amazing. He got on that boat, Jaladuta. Only a couple of people were there to see him off. So he got on the boat. And Janmashtami was celebrated on the boat. And he gathered everybody. He made a feast. He cooked. Anyone who ever cooked, tasted Prabhupada's cooking? I never did, but the other disciples told me Prabhupada's cooking was bon appetit. Very good cook. So he made a feast for the whole crew. They had Janmashtami on the boat. And then after that, two heart attacks. Because he wrote and he kept a diary. So on a boat, there is that noise of the wood. It's called tacking. So that was disturbing him. And then there was the waves, seasickness, he says in his diary. Seasickness, vomiting. Not like these pleasure cruises. This is a steamship. Then he had two heart attacks. And then after one heart attack, he had a dream. And in the dream, Krishna was telling him, don't worry, I will protect you. Krishna said, I will guide this boat. After that, the ocean became calm. And on September 17th, 1965, the boat landed first in Boston. And Prabhupada spent a little time, maybe an hour or two, touring Boston. When he got on the boat, he wrote a poem. And then after that, the boat went to New York. And when he got to New York, there was Mr. Agarwal waiting for him. And that is how the Krishna consciousness movement began. Mr. Agarwal lived in Pennsylvania, but not long after that, Prabhupada wanted to be in New York. So it took about 9 or 10 months before Prabhupada was able to establish his first temple, 26 Second Avenue. And the movement was incorporated on July 11th, 1966. So when the movement was incorporated, in the Articles of Incorporation are the 7 purposes of what it says here, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has 1 storefront, and he's already talking about an international society. One time in New York, he didn't even have his temple yet. He was sitting on a park bench, and one taxi driver came over, because when Prabhupada went to America, he looked like Hindu, dhoti, kurta, not in Western clothes. He even had his rubber pointed shoes. He looked straight out of the pages of history of India. Tilak, shaved head, dhoti, kurta. So for somebody in New York, huh? Who is this odd looking man? So the taxi driver was talking, and Prabhupada said, yes, there are temples, there are books. He was saying all these things, but he didn't have anything. But Prabhupada could see in the future this would happen. So the movement is just incorporated, and he has 7 purposes of his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now that's important. Society. Why did Prabhupada want to establish a society? Here's the reason. Because on your own, impossible. On your own, you cannot make any tangible advancement. Prabhupada knows this. In order to make advancement, you need association. So he wanted to create a society so that people who have similar mentality can benefit from each other. A society. Otherwise, on your own, none of us, we don't have a chance. Right now, Maya cannot harm us, because we are together. But on our own, Maya can come in. Ka. Ka. But when we're together, Maya cannot enter. So society. Trying to do Krishna consciousness on your own is an hallucination. You need the association of devotees. So here are the 7 purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it's not to make money, in case you're wondering. 1, I wish I had my bell, ding. 1, to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life. Now that's significant. Techniques of spiritual life. So Prabhupada is not interested in Hinduism, Christianity, but no, techniques of spiritual life. That, and I do this all the time. I am invited in America to speak in schools and colleges. Every year I am invited by one Catholic high school. So I use this and present Krishna consciousness in ways that they will be able to easily understand. Because I know techniques of spiritual life. We're not just dogmatic. We want to teach people these techniques of spiritual life. Why? To check the imbalance of values. Right, we see that all the time. Like somebody was telling me, I forget which one of you, how now people have become here in Santiago, if you're wearing jewelry, they'll just, right? So that didn't used to be, was it? Things have gotten bad, right? That's the imbalance of life. Imbalance of life means people are becoming, and it's Kali Yuga, so it's to be expected. People are becoming more animalistic, more sinful, more degraded. That's the imbalance. So the International Society of Krishna Consciousness is to check that. Keep it in balance. And then to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Are we at peace today? Anybody not feeling peaceful? So, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is meant to create unity and peace. And now, you can go all over the world. You can go to Hong Kong. You can find devotees. You can go to, what's that place? Dubai. There are many, many devotees in Dubai. They can't have a temple. They're not allowed, but they have meetings like this that they can do. I am praying to Krishna. Well, I used to pray. I don't know if I still want to pray. Years ago, I wanted to go, but Krishna never sanctioned it. Maybe for a good reason. But years ago, I wanted to go to Dubai. But I don't think I want to go now. I'd rather come here. Right? So, this movement now, you can go all over the world. Santiago. There are devotees. That's the first. That's the first purpose. Number two. Now this one is very important. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna. Now, when Prabhupada wrote these articles of incorporation, somebody said, wait a second. It should be International Society for God Consciousness. Prabhupada said, no. It must be Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada explained, because you may think, I may think, but actually the word Krishna is not sectarian. Krishna means what? All attractive. Very nice. You have studied the books. All attractive. All attractive is not American or Chile or... No, all attractive means it's for everybody. So Prabhupada said, if I call it International Society for God Consciousness, then they'll bring this God, they'll bring that God. No, I want it clear, I want it scientific. Krishna, case closed. The judge has spoken. Now, to propagate consciousness of Krishna, and then as it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the two main books of the Krishna consciousness movement. And in every temple, those are the class. The morning class is Srimad Bhagavatam. The evening class is Bhagavad Gita. That was established by Prabhupada. Can't change that. Now, number three. To bring the members of the society, so again, he's emphasizing society, together with each other nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. Thus, to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large, what? That each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vangsho Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. That's significant. Whether you are American, Chilean, Indian, whatever, you are part and parcel of Krishna. And that's true for everyone. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. That's a fundamental principle. Number four, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's what we're doing right now. This is Sankirtan. So this is why we get so much benefit from doing these programs. Because this is authorized. This is what we're supposed to be doing, is these kinds of gatherings. Sankirtan. Congregational chanting. And this was what Lord Chaitanya came to give the Sankirtan movement. Number five, to erect for the members and for society at large. So Prabhupada has two tracks, for those who join and also for everyone, to erect a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. So, Prabhupada had visions beyond just one little storefront in New York. And by the time Prabhupada left in 1977, he had 108 temples. Now we have perhaps well over 400. That's what he wants. And he has created very nice, some of you been there, Krishna Balaram Mandir. Some of you just went to Mayapur. So these are the two main dhams for ISKCON. And Mayapur is increasing and increasing more and more. Number six, to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. So, by joining this movement, your life should become simpler and more natural. Material life is very complicated, as you many times tell me. But by becoming more and more Krishna conscious, you get free from Maya man. You become simpler, more natural. As you have said to me so many times, and you are now making plans to make your life simpler. Can I say? Roshan, can I say? Roshan has his plan, 2-year plan, to live simpler and more natural in Pune. Shall we bless him for that? Come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And I'm hoping it happens so that I get to do my first program in Pune. And maybe some of you can also go there at the same time. But I will always continue to come to Santiago. Perhaps some of you saw my Facebook post today. that I'm coming in August. I need your support. Please contribute whatever you can. Sakshi is my secretary. She will not hound you. She will not call you. But please, everyone, contribute. She is my secretary. Hopefully, there'll be enough for me to come. So please, do that. You have until August 11th. Now the final one. So those were six purposes of ISKCON. To bring with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes. So in order to do all of this, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. Why? What did his guru tell him at Radha Kund? If you get money, print books. And while Prabhupada was here, 50% of whatever money came from the books went for publishing more books, and 50% went for opening temples. That was his formula. But the money was for the books, because that's what his Guru Maharaj told him. So those are the seven purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please. How long do you want to go with the program?